Marijuana is now legal in much of the Mountain West. The new industry is generating billions of dollars and creating thousands of jobs, but it's also creating instability, restructuring, and some layoffs for one group of workers, drug detection dogs. Shauna Lewis checked in with Pueblo, Colorado's canine unit and its pot-sniffing Belgian Malinois Widget to see how they're handling this development.
Hi, Widget.
Hi.
Canine detective Widget has a toy and is ready to play. She's helped make millions of dollars in drug busts during her 4 years on the force. But now, she has a new partner.
She is actually different from Widget.
That's Detective Vince Petkosic, and he's talking about Sage, a 2-year-old golden lab.
She is trained on heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, ecstasy, and psilocybin mushrooms. So she is not trained on marijuana.
Here's why that matters. Detection dogs like Widget react the same way whether they ferret out marijuana, which is now legal, or if it's an illegal drug like meth. That means Widget's reliability could be questioned.
The courts are saying it's legal marijuana, so how can you say that dog is alerting on something illegal when she's trained on a legal product, marijuana?
A case in Colorado is putting this to the test. A vehicle was searched after a canine detected drugs. A meth pipe was found, and the man was convicted on drug charges.
But it was eventually overturned by Colorado Court of Appeals judges, claiming it was an illegal search. Because the
argument goes the dog could have been smelling marijuana. There actually wasn't any pot in the car, but the canine's reliability was still questioned. That case is now before the state's Supreme Court, and its decision could influence what happens in the rest of the country. So what does that mean for Widget?
Good job, Widget. Come here, good job.
See? So it's Widget can't be retrained to not look for weed. So now, she's only working on cases where pot is still illegal, like when minors are involved or for federal investigations.
She has a great reputation. She is working with other agencies now out of Denver. DEA Strike Force uses us. We're working with FBI and ATF when they're requested. So Widget is getting kind of famous. One of her biggest busts was $1,600,000.
Widget's partner, Sage, may be new, but she's also making a name for herself.
Just this summer, she got her first big bust. She got about $500,000 in heroin on a drug interdiction stop.
Today, Sage is training. 4 identical plywood boxes are placed randomly near the parking lot.
This is 14.5 grams of official DEA-certified crack cocaine.
Petkosic puts cocaine in one of the boxes. Then, Sage races out of her kennel.
See, she's going to all the boxes. And she checks the last one. There it goes. She sits, alerts.
Sage got it right. She's sitting in front of the box with the cocaine.
Now she's looking and she's waiting. She knows it's playtime.
That's her favorite reward, playing with the tennis ball that shoots out of the box with the cocaine when Petkosic pushes a remote trigger.
Good job, good job, good job, good job. Oh, it's
see, it is just a big game.
In states where marijuana is legal, local governments and agencies are making different choices about how to address what's become a confusing situation. It's early days yet. We know some dogs are getting laid off. Others are getting whole new careers like search and rescue. But Petkosic thinks the Pueblo Police Department made the right choice with Sage and that the $7,000 investment was totally worth it.
Because when I deal with these drug interdictions and these cartel mules and people, yeah, I got marijuana and they're smiling thinking I'm done. I'm like, hey, no problem. My dog's not on it. And you just see the look in that eyes going, oh, no. And then I bring up Sage and boom, she's alert. Well, it's marijuana. No problem. It's legal. Do you mind if I check? No. Well, my dog's not trained on it, so I believe there's something else in the car.
Petkosic is proud of the work both canines do. And he says it's great to have two partners who are always happy to see him. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Shauna Lewis.